How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Mike Apley as we talk about the reality of VFDs in just a moment.
John Deere tractors are built to work and built to perform. At P&K Equipment, we tend to agree. The full line of 5E Series utility tractors is full of grit, loaded with options, and ready to work. Moving, mowing, baling, and feeding, these tractors are in it for the long haul. And right now, you can get up to $4,000 off a 5E Series utility tractor with the purchase of two or more implements. After all, you've got some land, it's time you own it. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 1/31/17. Implements must be John Deere or Frontier brand. Other restrictions may apply. See P&K for details.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has planned a special meeting in January.
January 24th, we're going to have a winter policy meeting.
It'll be held at the Embassy Suites at 741 North Phillips Avenue in Oklahoma City near the OU Medical Center. OCA's Michael Kelsey tells us,
we're really excited about it. We encourage OCA members to participate. It's a one-day deal. It'll be real intense that we're going to come up, roll our sleeves, work hard for the day, and then go home and finish chores that evening.
And more details available at okcattlemen.org. With the arrival of 2017, that means we also have the official arrival of veterinary feed directives from the Food and Drug Administration. And Dr. Mike Apley, K-State veterinary specialist, says it's vital that the cattle industry and the rest of livestock agriculture make VFDs work, because if VFDs are not seen as being successfully implemented, there'll be calls for even harsher oversight of antibiotics for animal agriculture.
I can't overemphasize that regardless of the scientific credibility of arguments, and there are some good arguments and concerns about the use of antibiotics in food animals, and there's a lot of uses I think are perfectly safe, but that's, again, a whole nother deal. We cannot afford, as an agricultural industry, to be perceived as blowing off regulations. Because if it is perceived that we cannot be trusted to adhere to regulations, and again, right or wrong, that we are put on us to try to increase our stewardship of antibiotics, if we can't adhere to those, there's only the nuclear option left, and that is you don't have them anymore. So everyone really, really needs to understand that we have to hit this heads up. We'll get through it, and a year from now, everyone will be in with it, will understand what needs to be done. We'll be sailing on, it'll be routine practice, and we'll be fine. But the conversation between the producer, veterinarian, and the feed distributor has never been more important than now. There has to be that communication between the three so that we can do this right. And you know what? We all might learn a few things in the process of it.
A lot of folks, including Dr. Apley, were having meetings all across the country trying to educate cattle producers, livestock producers, about what the VFD rules are all about, the Veterinary Feed Directive rules are all about, the need to establish that veterinary client-patient relationship, which hopefully you've done by this time. And he says that in a lot of cases, some of the conversations that he's had with cattle producers has been about what we've always done before when it comes to feeding certain products.
And there's some things out there that people have been doing for years, and I've had some great conversations after the meetings. I really appreciate them with the producers. There's some of these uses that may be more of a habit than they are something that we really need to do, and everyone needs to be prepared that conversation with your veterinarian may not be, yep, let's just see how we can get that VFD written. It might be, you know, maybe you don't need to. And I'm just asking everyone to go into those conversations with a real open mind.
Dr. Mike Apley, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
To boost your farm's bottom line, start with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till in the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions, double from last year, and hear from 37 top speakers on soil health. Don't miss the popular No-Till Trade Show, presented by Farmer's Edge, sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, Agro Liquid, Needham Ag, and Pacines Ranch. Register now to save off walk-in rates at notill.org.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.